Fuzzy TV.
Okay, somebody told me that my friend Johnny Green was teaching salvation by works. And I literally did not believe it. I was convinced that the person who was telling me this heard it wrong. There's no way Johnny Green, who I helped bring into the evangel, Paul, would be teaching salvation by works or salvation by the cessation of sin. Stop sinning if you want to have Aeonian life. So somebody sent me a video of his ominously titled, let me give you the title of this, called "The Apostate Commit the Sin Unto Death by Continually Thrusting Away Their Conscience." God damn, if that's not a dark title, I don't know what is. Not very much light and grace there. The apostate commit the sin unto death by continually thrusting away their conscience. This is a broadcast 6 days ago. It has 193 views, which pains me because I'm always afraid that people are going to be apostatized from Paul because it's so hard to stay in grace because the flesh is always lusting to what? To sin? No. The flesh is always lusting to want to control itself and take one away from grace. The old man, which was crucified by Christ, which Johnny doesn't know. I could have sworn he knew that. But he thinks the old humanity is alive and well and needs to be killed by you. This is not a good development. He calls himself the Son of Thunder, and which was, Barnabas was a son of thunder, but I think John was also a son of thunder. Now, I want to call this apostasy from Paul, but now that I've listened to a third of this, I couldn't swallow it all in one day. It was too painful. It was too weird. I love Johnny Green. And nothing's changed. Nothing has changed the way I feel about the person, the man Johnny Green. But this teaching is damaging. It's dangerous. It's seductive because it's easy. Like I said, it's easy to turn away from Paul. And many people did at the end of Paul's life because they pursued works. They pursued salvation by controlling the flesh. And that's the seduction of the flesh that we need to be aware of. People in the Christian world are worried about the flesh turning to do sins. But the more dangerous thing that takes you out of grace is the flesh wanting to control itself and wanting to present a fair face in the flesh in order to lord it over others. It's very subtle here, but I pick it up in Johnny's video. He talks about, I'm just like I said, 7 minutes in, but I got a whole page of notes just on the first 7 minutes. Whether I get through them or not, I don't know. The only reason I'm doing this is the man has views and he has 1,000 subscribers. Thanks in part to me. I promoted him in the past. The thing is here, I don't know if this is the thing. Did I suck at recognizing members of the body of Christ. I assume too much. I give people way too much benefit of the doubt. So I assume this whole time that Johnny Green was member of the body of Christ and a teacher of the body of Christ. I don't know what his belief system now is concerning membership in the body of Christ. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt there. Yeah, the man's in the body of Christ, but he is definitely not teaching body of Christ truth. He's teaching an anathema gospel. This is how subtly the circumcision gospel comes in. This is what Paul dealt with in Galatia. It's called the Galatian apostasy, is where Paul's gospel is continually being attacked by law. By law keeping or by resisting sin, by again putting on a fair face in the flesh. Paul said those who want to circumcise you want to put on a fair face in the flesh. And those like Johnny Green who want to challenge you, whether you're behaving properly or not, And if you're not, it's proof that you were never an elect. That's right. Mr. Green is not just talking about those sins which would keep one from ruling and reigning in Christ. He's talking about disqualifying for aeonian life. And I will give you the exact quotes that give this teaching away. I have the exact quotes. I have the timestamp and everything. You can watch this video for yourself. I mean, what am I going to do, you know? I'm not a censor here. I can say don't watch it, because if people have an addiction to heroin, I would not recommend going to a person's house who I know deals with heroin. If you have inclination to be religious and to want to battle your flesh, to put on a fair face in the flesh, then I would not watch this video. Because here's a guy in his car very calmly, very rationally, very reasonably, leading you away from grace. Decidedly so. No question about it in my mind. I didn't believe it till I saw the video. Then it's like, yeah. That's what's happening here. It's not a Paul message. It's not a strictly Israelite message. That makes it an anathema message. It's a cursed message, according to Galatians chapter 1, because it's mixing law and grace. Classic Galatianism, where Paul is compromised. Paul's message of grace is compromised. But here's the thing. You remember, Johnny and his daughter, Caitlin, came to my place and I interviewed them. Lovely people, absolutely lovely people. And I'm not here to say whether or not Johnny's in the body of Christ. I'm just going to say, yeah, he's in the body of Christ. I do measure it according to Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, but there's so much feigned belief out there. Sometimes you just don't know. But I know one thing for sure. This teaching is awful, and it will confuse people. And I would say if you have any inclination at all, predisposition to be hard on your flesh, to condemn yourself, don't watch this freaking video. I'll link it, though. I will link it down here. It's got the happy title, "The Apostate Commit the Sin Unto Death by Continually Thrusting Away Their Conscience." It's a happy title. I'll link it down here. You can watch it. I'm going to comment today. And tomorrow probably. And the only reason I'm doing it is because Johnny's influential in the body of Christ. Again, partly due to me. I promoted him. Not to say he doesn't have talent. He does. He's a sincere guy. He's a good speaker. He's earnest as hell in this video. Just earnest as hell. But I can show you his words. And it's obvious he's teaching salvation by grace, by works. By works. You know, it could be that he's an Israelite. If you're an Israelite, this message is more for you, because it's a mixture of law and grace. Here's another video. This is more recent. The one I just watched, the first third of it, is from 6 days ago. This was 2 days ago. This looks even more ominous. Let me check this out. What's the title of this one?
You know, I've really been praying and reading and talking to God and asking God.
Oh boy.
Show me.
This is not a good title.
Show me all about the life of a believer and how repentance plays a part, because this is such a huge topic right now.
Right now, who with who? Repentance is a huge topic. I could just do this. I could just play and then comment. He talks about repentance. He says Paul teaches repentance. Paul does not teach repentance. Paul mentions repentance, but Paul does not teach repentance. Paul teaches justification by faith. Paul teaches the conciliation of the world. Paul teaches the resurrection of the dead. Paul teaches the salvation of all. Paul teaches salvation by grace. He does not teach repentance as the circumcision teach repentance. They teach repentance. For them, the circumcision, the Israel gospel, they need to repent in order to be saved. This is what Johnny is saying in this video is true for the body of Christ. I just now opened the video. I have not watched it at all. The title is this. You ready for this? Unless we come to him as children, final warning to the elect. Final warning to the elect. Okay, I'm going to watch this one too. final warning to the elect. Let's just play the next few seconds of this. I've never listened to this. I'm listening to it live here. I'm assuming you can hear it.
People in the world today do not know what to do with the sin in their lives. They do not know how we are to handle sin in our lives.
They do not know what to do with sin in their lives. According to the first video I watched, Johnny, you don't know what to do with sin in your life. You challenge people to get rid of the sin in your life, where Paul calls upon us to crucify the flesh. That is to acknowledge that sin has power, but that it was crucified with Christ, that our old humanity was crucified with Christ. And so, Johnny, and here he is. I can just tell right away. I had this instinct. I can read the seams on the fastball. He's making sin an issue again. Sin is a problem that's still vexing the body of Christ as far as salvation goes. And I get this from just watching the first 7 minutes of the first video, where he says, we must put the old man. We must kill the old man, the old humanity. But it was already killed by Christ. So anybody who says, I'm going to quote him, anybody who says you have to kill the old humanity, they're already done. They're already lost. They're already out of the realm of Paul. And they're already falling for the snare of the cross. They've already been snared by the cross. Galatians 5:11, Paul calls the cross a snare. How is it a snare? Because of its simplicity, because of its completeness. Because Christ put the old humanity to death. People don't want to believe that, and sin is still a problem. You're hearing Johnny say it right here. He has a very serious look on his face. I love this guy. I just want to hug him when I look at him. He's sincere as hell. But this is not good so far.
Because there is so much false teaching out there that once saved, always saved.
Okay, did you hear that? False teaching, once saved, always saved. There you go. There you go. There you go. You heard it yourself. There's so much, and he's talking about me. Somebody told me at the end of the first video, he mentions Jess and myself. We're the examples of once saved, always saved. I'm happy to be in that, in the group that is accused of once saved, always saved. The security of Christ. I got to play this part again. Did I really hear what I just thought I just heard? Again, I'm hearing this for the first time.
To do with the sin in their lives. They do not know how we are to handle sin in our lives, because there is so much false teaching out there that once saved, always saved.
That's false teaching?
Everybody pulls out any scripture that Paul writes that they can contort and make it sound like that once you're saved, you just kick back, put it on autopilot, and wait for Christ to come and pick you up. That's literally the belief that's running rampant right now.
Okay. Johnny's on a mission. Johnny's on a mission to stamp out sin in the body of Christ. There it is. I can read the stitches on the fastball. It's not that fast of a ball, really, either. I've seen it 100 times over the years. We're not saved according to our works. We were chosen in Christ before the disruption of the world, not in accord with our acts. Johnny doesn't know this, apparently. I thought he did. 2 Timothy 1:9. God calls us with a holy calling. Let's go there. This, I can't believe it. 2 Timothy 1:9. This is the same Johnny Green that I interviewed. He's teaching salvation by works. He's teaching you have to eliminate sin in your life. He's pissed at people who are sinning. Okay, and I got this. I'll just give you my instincts here. I mean, it's not really instinct. It's just I listened to what he said in the first video, and I'm just watching this live while I'm listening to it with you. He's upset that there are people who are sinning in the body of Christ. It really upsets him that some members of the body of Christ aren't as good as he is. He's trying to be circumspect in the flesh. He's probably got rid of some sins in his life, and he's feeling good about it. But the problem is, I think he's on a bit of a high horse about that. And then he sees other people, like I say, misery loves company. He's working hard to keep his flesh in check, and he sees other people like me and Jess just teaching, hey, where sin increases, grace super exceeds. Don't worry, be happy. And he can't stand that. He can't stand it. But that shocks me, because it's Christians that usually can't stand that. But here's Johnny Green. Here's Johnny Green. See, this is what happens when you see that you're improving. There's some things in your life that are improving. And you see that God is working with you. And as we walk in the Spirit of God does act on us. And the Spirit of God does improve our flesh. But not all people have that happen to them at the same rate. We are growing, Paul says, in the growth of God. And so Johnny wants to hurry along other people. And in the meantime, he's going to tell them that they're not saved. And anybody who believes once saved, always saved is a false teacher. But we were saved at the cross. How can you... How can you take Christ off the cross? I was saved 2,000 years ago at the cross. That's when my salvation happened. That was once saved. So unless Christ gets taken off the cross and the cross is nullified, only then could I subsequently not be saved. So Johnny is clearly believing in a probationary salvation, a salvation that is dependent hour by hour, minute by minute upon your behavior. This is five times more shocking in the first 56 seconds here than what I just spent 7 minutes listening to. This is shocking. This is freaking shocking. This does not belong in the body of Christ. This man is disqualified as a teacher in the body of Christ. This is Christian crap. Anybody who believes once saved, always saved, people are just going to kick back and say, well, I guess I can. Well, yeah, technically you could. That's what Paul means by we're called with a holy calling, not in accord with our acts. 2 Timothy 1:9. That's what Paul means by that, Johnny. This is not accord with our acts. Dare I play a few more seconds? Okay. Well, I said I was going to quote 2 Timothy 1:9, and I haven't even begun my page of comments on the first video, which are shocking. But this was more shocking, really. I want to go to 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. If you want to talk about once saved, always saved, let's go to verse 8. You may not be ashamed then of the testimony of our Lord, nor yet of me, his prisoner, but suffer evil with the evangel in accord with the power of God. Let me go on. Who saves us and calls us with a holy calling, not in accord with our acts. There it is. Not in accord with our acts. Sorry, there's an alarm going off in the background. It's the circumcision alarm. Yeah, I have a built-in alarm that goes off whenever somebody's mixing the two gospels. Woof, going up big time. Saves us and calls us with a holy calling, not in accord with our acts. Not in accord with our acts. Which means any sin we may or may not commit. Okay, let's play another couple seconds of this. This is nasty. Here we go.
That is the belief of Baal. That is the belief of the Nicolaitans.
The belief of Baal and the Nicolaitans, the people in Revelation that Paul talks about, that John talks about, once saved, always saved? Really? Baal says once saved, always saved? Baal believes in salvation by grace?
That is the belief of antinomians. And if you don't know what those people are, go look them up.
Antinomians. For those people who don't believe in law, I'm not even sure. I better look up antinomian because I don't know what the hell an antinomian is. Is somebody from the planet of Nomia? No, that'd be someone's not from the planet of Nomia. Oh, here we go.
That teaching has morphed into believing that the grace of God allows us to live any way we live.
The grace of God allows us to live any way that we live. That is so true. It's called freedom in Christ, dude. That's called being free in Christ. For freedom, Christ frees you. It does allow us to live in any way we choose. But because we are, now he's looking like a kind of got a grim countenance now. He's more calm in the first video here. He's got the look of a Pharisee, honestly. He's got this hard look like he's coming after you, crazy sinners. Coming after you. Coming after you. Grace alone, once saved, always saved. Just because we know we can live any way we want because of the grace of God, once we appreciate that grace, then it has the effect. And you all know this because you have grasped the grace of God. You have been bathed in his complete and utter acceptance, also known as justification by faith, which I thought Johnny Green knew about. But from listening to the first 7 minutes of the previous video and listening to this, Johnny Green has no freaking clue. And I'm sorry to say this, but he's got 1,000 subscribers. What the hell? He has no freaking clue what justification by faith is. Justification. Justification by faith. Not justification by doing the law. Not justification by behaving yourself. Not justification by making sure you're not living a life like you want to live. But justification by faith, simply by believing God's declaration concerning you. That's a Pauline teaching. That's what Paul teaches, justification by faith. This man is not teaching that. Let me tell you this. This man is teaching conditional salvation based on your behavior. Whoever wants to go back to that shit, listen to Johnny Green. If you want to go back to that, listen to Johnny Green, because he's going to take you right back into bondage. Right back into doubting grace. But I have to make these videos. I have to counter this. I have to expose and rebuke, because I'm sorry to say, some people in the body of Christ are a little unsure yet. They're not, they don't have years and years and years of being established in the grace of God, of understanding what justification is and the difference between that and pardon, which Israel has in their gospel. And the fact that the circumcision gospel requires repentance, where Paul might mention it. He does mention it here and there, but not as a teaching per se. If you're not established in Paul's gospel for years, then you may be wishy-washy. You may have the capacity of being blown about by every wind of teaching. Oh, this is a hurricane here.
Without regard to it.
He's getting mad.
That teaching says that the grace of God allows someone to live in continual sins.
This sounds like a Baptist minister. Allow someone to live in continuous sins. Well, actually, it does. It sure does. It doesn't cause them to do it, but it allows them to do it, because where sin increases, guess what happens? I thought Johnny knew this too, but he doesn't. Where sin increases, grace superabounds. Let's go on. Didn't plan on doing this at all. I just saw this video come up in my feed.
Going unchecked and unrepentant of. We're going to cover this.
Unchecked and unrepentant of. What Johnny's doing, he's taking you away from the joy of your salvation. He's taking you away from a celebration of the old humanity being crucified. He is digging up the old humanity that was crucified by Christ. He's digging up the corpse, propping it up against the wall, and encouraging you to put lipstick on it. To put it in a new suit, to change its socks and shoes. Now he's on a roll. Now this man's on a mission to punish sinners. See, this happens apparently when you, like I said, I've seen this many times. This is the motivation. When you have some success in your life against some sin, and when you see other people maybe doing that same sin and they're living like it's no big deal and you're suffering. See, living a good life should not be a matter of suffering. It's not a matter of picking up your cross like the Lord said. It's a matter of recognizing the cross. There's another thing. Johnny says we're supposed to pick up the cross. It's an Israel teaching. It's an Israel teaching. That's not our teaching. We recognize that the cross killed the old humanity. But if you get this idea that you've made progress and other people aren't making the same progress, you are at the same rate, then you get indignant. You start to feel self-righteous. This is oozing self-righteousness. Johnny's going to be ashamed of this video someday. I don't know when that day is. He didn't come to me about this. He doesn't have to come to me. He used to say, Martin, I want you to listen to my videos because I don't want to get anything wrong. I want to be circumspect. But now he's just off the leash, I guess. I appreciated that, and he was very, very respectful of my videos. He loved my videos, and again, he wanted to be so careful with the way he taught. I said, this man's the real deal, and he wanted me, again, I'll say it again, he wanted me to listen to his videos and correct anything that was wrong, and I would do it. He would send me a couple videos. This was 2 years ago, probably. Send me some videos and say, Martin, what do you think of these? I don't want to go off on the wrong path. And I would hear something wrong in it. And I said, well, thanks for asking me. That's very respectful. I appreciate that. I would be able to detect instantly what was off. And I would tell him, I wouldn't say it this way because of this scripture, this scripture, this God. Martin, thanks. But now he's teaching against me. Apparently, I haven't gotten to the end of the first video yet, but apparently he calls me out. I'm a teacher. I'm a public figure. Certainly allowed to call me out. I haven't heard it yet. I can't take too much of this in one day. I can't. Let's just listen to 5 more seconds of this. I'm going to go to the main, I'm going to quote you what he says in the first video. But this is more depressing title than the other video. Unless we come to him as children. Final warning to the elect. Okay, here we go. Just a couple more seconds of this. Don't listen to this before bed.
We're going to talk about a conscience being made shipwreck and what that actually means. So for starters, a conscience is given to us by God in order for us to feel when we do wrong. It's that inner judge. The conscience works in lead with the operation of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can see where this is going already. I'll get back to this later this week, probably. But yes, we do have a conscience. And we do know when we've done wrong. And when we do wrong, we put it to the cross and say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for that. No more guilt here. We don't start a self-help program. This is what Johnny's recommending. You start a self-help program. It's like I always joke about people, you know, putting their life on a graph, putting their sins on a graph and counting how many sins they did today, how many sins they do tomorrow, and putting themselves up against the perfection of the life of Christ. Where do you add up? This is what this man is doing. Who wants to go back to that? If anybody wants to go back to that, watch Johnny Green's last two videos. He says at the 1 minute, 10 second mark of the first video, we should be killing the old man daily. We should be killing the old man. And again, he says at minute 3:36, if you have self-control, being the fruit of the Spirit, that means you're controlling the lusts of your flesh. You're killing that old man, that old sinful nature. You're killing that old man. You're killing the sinful nature. Quote, we should be killing the old man daily. I've seen it over and over again. This is digging up the old humanity. Let me read you Romans 6:5-11. For if we have become planted together in the likeness of his death, nevertheless we shall be of the resurrection also, knowing this, that our old humanity was crucified together with him. This is the old man Johnny's talking about. Our old humanity was crucified, was, past tense, with him 2,000 years ago, that the body of sin may be nullified. But it's not our business to worry about the body of sin. That's God's business and the pace at which the Holy Spirit wants us to improve our walk. That is not our business. We exhort one another. We tell each other not to sin. But we do not threaten one another with doom or threaten one another with, you're apparently not elect. You don't have aeonian life. You're not going to live with Christ because of your sin. Nobody among us would ever say that. And there's something really bad happening at the beginning of the video one with the book of Romans. I don't have time to get into that now, but I want to give you one of the worst quotes that I heard in the first 7 minutes. Johnny says this at the 3:57 mark to the 4:30 mark. The process of salvation is an ongoing act. That's why we have to have repentance. See, you believe salvation is an ongoing act. It's not a done deal. Salvation is not a done deal. Your salvation was not made secure. It's not secure. It wasn't secure then. It's not secure now. It's an ongoing process that you must monitor, that you must personally prop up, put on a graph and manage. You just heard the man. Once saved, always saved? No, he doesn't believe it. Probationary salvation. For aeonian life, he's talking about. This is an Israel gospel. And it's not even an Israel gospel because he's mixing elements of Paul. But listen to this. I'm going to have to end with this. That's why Paul, this is the 4:30 mark of the first video. That's why Paul teaches repentance like all the other apostles did. Here we go. The elimination of Paul. This is it. This is denying the gospel of Paul. This is apostasy from Paul. It's happening right here. That's why Paul teaches repentance like all the other apostles did. They were on the same page about how we are to regard sin. There it is. They were on the same page. Paul and the other apostles, the circumcision apostles, Peter, James, John, Jude, he says they were all on the same page concerning how we are to regard sin. That's it. This man's done as a teacher in the body of Christ. That disqualified him right there, because they are definitely not on the same page of how sin is dealt with. With the circumcision, it's probationary salvation. It's forgiveness based on repentance. It's a continual reminder of sin. With Paul, it's justification by faith. Your sins no longer stand against you. You were called before the disruption of the world. The circumcision were called from the disruption of the world. They're always wrestling with sin. Israel is. The body of Christ isn't. And so Johnny is mixing the circumcision works gospel with the body of Christ gospel. It produces an admixture, an alloy. It's a bastardized gospel that Paul pronounces an anathema on. That is a curse on it. I'm pronouncing a curse on it now, not on the man, but on the teaching. And if anybody's been swayed by this, I'll be back here tomorrow talking about the same thing. This is good. Paul said there must be sects among you, that those who are qualified may be becoming apparent. And it reminds us again of these important truths and apparently how easy it is to defect from them.